It's Wednesday, the 1st of April. I'm Jackie Cameron with your Business Flash briefing. South Africa's number of confirmed COVID cases has shot up to 1,353, and that's on a total number of tests of just under 40,000. That's according to the Minister of Health, Dr. William Kesey, who released the results late on Tuesday. South Africa recorded its biggest trade surplus in 14 months in February as exports to Europe surged. That's according to Bloomberg, which says the trade balance swung to a surplus of about 14.15 billion rand. That's from a revised deficit of 2.72 billion rand. The trade surplus could help narrow the shortfall on South Africa's current account and provide some support for the rand, which fell to a record on Monday after Moody's Investors Service cut the nation's credit rating to junk. While Naspers' shares are benefiting from the coronavirus pandemic, as Bloomberg reports, Naspers has been driven by demand for online services and entertainment. It says shares in Africa's most valuable company have advanced 11% since 2020 began, and this is the best quarterly performance in a year. In stark contrast, the broader South African benchmark index has lost about 25% and is set for its worst quarter on record. Johannesburg-listed MTN will push on with a plan to reduce its majority stake in the wireless carrier's Nigerian business. Bloomberg reports that MTN is disposing of part of its largest division after a series of disputes with the Nigerian authorities, and most recently it had a dispute over tax payments and the withdrawal of cash from the country. MTN has a plan to sell about a 15% stake to local investors, thereby reducing its ownership to about 64%. MTN Nigeria was listed in Lagos last year, and it's the country's second biggest publicly traded company. Nigeria is MTN's biggest market, notes Bloomberg, and it accounts for a third of overall 2019 revenue and almost 40% of earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization. There has been a changing of the guard at Life Assurer Sanlam. Sanlam has announced that the board has approved new appointments in three of its most senior positions. The Sanlam board has approved that Mr. Elias Masilela, who is the former chief executive officer of the Public Investment Corporation, will be the independent and non-executive chair, replacing Dr. Johan van Zyl. Paul Hanratty will be appointed group CEO with effect from the 1st of July, while Ian Kirk, the current group CEO, will support him until December 2020. And in another key appointment, Ms. Abigail Mukuba has been appointed Group Financial Director as of the 1st of October 2020. Ms. Mukuba joins Sanlam from African Rainbow Minerals. In other news on South Africa making global headlines, the country will dispatch about 10,000 field workers to check up on people in their homes. As Bloomberg reports to its global audience, this is the first country in sub-Saharan Africa to do so. The field workers will refer people with symptoms to local clinics or mobile clinics for testing, and those with severe symptoms will be transferred to hospitals. And that's according to an announcement by President Cyril Ramaphosa on Monday night. Johannesburg's watchdog, the Competition Commission, is investigating over 300 complaints against retailers and suppliers for charging excessive prices for essential products during the coronavirus outbreak. Most complaints are connected to hand sanitizers, face masks, toilet paper, flu medicines, and other products. And it has issued over 100 letters to firms. Going in the opposite direction, meanwhile, with prices has been Massmart, which has announced a price freeze in all its Makro, Cambridge Food, Game, and Cash and Carry stores for the duration of the nationwide 21-day lockdown. Penalties for excessive pricing include up to 10% of a company's annual turnover for the first offence and up to 25% for a repeat offence. Now, a quick look at how the stocks were trading on Tuesday. Among the top performers were MTN, which jumped nearly 20%, and Sasol, which gained more than 17%, while some of the big losers of the day included Sappi, which shed more than 8%, Goldfields, which lost more than 7% of its value, and Harmony, which also lost about 7% of its value. Late on Tuesday, 17 Rand 77 would get you one US greenback, 22 Rand and 12 cents would get you one British pound, while 19 Rand and 54 cents was trading for €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.